So we're in the car in the parking lot by Corey. Oh, hello and welcome to Dopey Tuesday. Not only is it Dopey Tuesday, I have a new streamlined system that this is also the Dopey Tuesday teaser. I got so much shit about the Dopey Tuesday teaser that I'm building it into the show.
People, they loved it?
They hate it.
Hate the teaser.
They hate the teaser.
Okay.
They even post comments about hating the teaser. They say, the teaser sucks.
Wait a second. They're not going to hate on me, Heart Attack Doug, are they?
I like how you inserted your name into that. No, they never... They never have. No one has ever shit on you, Doug.
That's good. Thank
you. I'm surprised.
Thank you, Dopey Nation.
Now that I think about it, maybe they just don't care about you enough to shit on you.
That's horrible.
Should I go back to the? Do you want to hear the teaser hatred?
Sure.
Hold on. Let me find it. Oh, look at this. It was 19 days ago. Wave Runner 310 says, "What does it say?"
I can't see that.
The teasers suck, Dave. I love Dopey, but the teasers are getting worse. First a few minutes of ad, then Dave promoting the Patreon. Oh, yeah. If you want to hear the full length of this amazing podcast, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Thank you, Wave Runner, for reminding me. Then Dave promoting the Patreon, giving us a brief summary of the Patreon discussion, and then maybe like a random 2 minutes of actual convo from Patreon, and then another promotion of the Patreon and a 5-minute song. Do better, and I might get the Patreon.
You will do better, and he will get the Patreon.
Now, we were talking about a lot of stuff that I made you be quiet about. How are you this morning, Doug? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. I feel fantastic today.
You're on fire?
I'm on fire.
Why? Tell me why.
Well, after a 3-day cycling thing of over like 120 miles, my body is recouped. I was shot for like 2 days. And I'm coming back to life, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Can I tell you something? Can I be honest with you for a second?
Please, please.
I'm depressed.
Why are you
constantly depressed?
It's always you depressed. No one else can be depressed but you.
You can be
it's
depressed.
It's not fair.
You can be depressed. This morning in our basement, we had a dehumidifier, and something in the dehumidifier broke. So I don't
I like
have,
the way you say that.
What?
Dehumidifier.
How do you say it?
I don't know.
Dehumidifier.
Yeah, it's a dehumidifier.
So I can't fix the dehumidifier.
You really can't fix anything.
Well, I can't fix most things. And then I go on Amazon to find a new dehumidifier. But on Amazon, it's very hard to know what you're getting from these pictures.
You got
to
read a lot of reviews.
Well, I got the one with the most reviews, and I order it, but the bucket in the dehumidifier that I bought is very small, and the old one had a giant bucket. And then in the back of the dehumidifier, there's a little spigot, and you can hook the spigot up to drain outside of your house.
That's awesome.
But I can't do that.
Why? You can't put a hose on a thing?
But then I'd have to like cut a hole in the wall. Like, where's
it
going to
go? Put it out the window.
There's no window. You can't leave a window open in your house.
Let's
all
go
year.
Get a masonry drill today, and we'll drill a hole right through that wall.
I think you might destroy my house. You act like you know stuff.
I do.
And then you know what I did the other day?
Oh, boy.
We had a drainage problem with one of the sinks, so we called the plumber to fix the drain. And the plumber comes over, and he goes, I got 300 feet of snake. We'll snake the drain. And he starts snaking the drain. He goes, you don't use Drano, do you? And I said, no.
No, Mr. Plumber.
I said, I don't use Drano. And he goes,
she does.
He goes, good. He goes, good.
Why?
He goes, because that would mess up the pipes, and next time I come back, it would be much more expensive.
Why is he talking like that? Joey Buttafuoco or something?
Well, it's like, you know, we're on Long Island. It's a big, fat, it was a skinny, crooked plumber and a big, fat, jolly plumber. They fix the drain. They're starting to sniff around the house, and Linda is like, fucking really cagey.
What does that mean?
She doesn't fuck around with people. She thinks everyone's trying to take advantage, and she doesn't.
That's because she's Scandinavian Viking.
She doesn't play. So they're like trying to find out other problems in the house. She's like, everything's fine. Don't.
No, so is Linda talking like them? The house is fine. Get the hell out of here.
She kind of gets that Long Islandy thing about her, and then they wind up fixing something else for free, and then which was nice of them.
Yeah,
we had a problem flushing one of the toilets, and they snaked that toilet for free. And then when I'm going to pay them,
yeah,
I think of you, and you know what I do?
You give them a tip.
I give them a little extra, and I say, lunch is on me, boys.
That's all you got to do, and everyone's happy.
And I thought about you. And Linda goes, I can't believe you gave them extra. And I said, well, that's what Doug does.
Linda is tough, man.
I said, that's what Doug does.
Well, you know what? That's going to pay off if you ever need them down the road. Speed getting there and the quality of the work. A little extra. Just give a little extra.
The truth is, though, would you know how to cut a hole in the house to put a tube out?
You need the right drill bit and the right drill. It's got to be big. It's got to go through the foundation.
And you feel qualified to do this?
Not really, but I could probably do it if I had to.
Would you?
Wouldn't use the word qualified.
Would you do that in your home?
I feel more confident in other people's homes when I do this kind of work.
Because you're scared your wife will kill you.
No, she won't kill me. I had the same issue yesterday. We have a door that won't close. She was convinced she saw something on TikTok where you put a credit card and redo the stupid hinge. And I was like, that's not going to work. You know, back and forth. Yes, it is. So it didn't work.
I don't understand. What are you saying?
The door, because of the humidity now, here on Long Island, it's very humid, right? So as these wood things swell, they don't close. So we went to my technique, which was put a couple of nails in and paint over it, and it worked. So I'm quite the handyman, David.
Do you feel qualified to drill a hole in the outside of my house to run out?
Not with you watching me over my shoulder.
You're definitely
And Linda
not.
Saying this is going to be too much money, even though it'd be free.
Yeah. So you were talking about Doug is a huge critic of the morning meeting that we go to.
Huge.
And it's funny because when Doug was on last time, he talked about how he hates.
That was a bomb of a show.
How he hates. It was a good one.
Oh, it was good?
I liked it.
You told me you didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
I think you do that to me all the time to knock me down.
No, no, no. I'm just remembering the last
Knocking
one.
Knocking heart attack Doug
the last
down to
one,
the ground.
The last one was not.
Beating up a sick man.
Was not great. Last one was last one was not. That was the one in the dining room. That one.
You told me it sucked as soon as I left.
I feel like I'm getting old, and I'm running out of energy.
I think you just there was no mojo that day. We had a great thing going with Elliot in the street.
No. You're conflating two episodes. I know you don't know what the word conflate means. It's to put two things together. The one in the
David
car.
David just called me stupid, everybody.
The one in the car, you idiot. The one in the car we did, and it was good.
Oh.
And then I had you back,
right.
shockingly, quickly.
Shockingly, it was going to be another great show happening.
And I think the issue is, if I do a show, it's very hard for me to do a second show in the same day. Because I get drained.
Yeah.
I run out.
You run out of ideas.
I just run out of energy. Yesterday, right?
You run out of energy just sitting in a car with a microphone.
I put so much energy into it.
Do you have low T?
I might have low T. I don't know. But the weird thing is, I somehow put so much energy into this, and it seems like there's no energy in it. In it at all. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, you want to hear how I fucked up yesterday?
If you want to hear how I fucked up yesterday, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. This one's actually pretty good. I highly suggest signing up. At the $5 tier, you get a sticker and you get the show. You get access to the recovery Zoom, which is Wednesday mornings. For $8, you get inserted ad-free episodes of Dopey, which are great. None of those inserted ads, plus more stickers. $10, you get a little extra video shit, plus more stickers and everything else. And then $15, you get socks and all that stuff. And $20, you get a hat and all that stuff. We just made some new hats. Really, really special stuff. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to the teaser. Please leave comments, subscribe, do all the good stuff, leave a review, be a pal, stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And and I wanna take a ride up in the sky, and watch as aeroplanes just pass me by, and I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive, just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad, I wanna be so good so bad so bad, I wanna be good so bad, but bad desire's all I ever had, and my shadow's getting smaller and smaller, and it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller, and it's high noon where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad, I wanna be so good so bad so bad, I wanna be good so bad, but bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had, and it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had, and it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Sup, Zoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
Zoomers,
just, you
Zoomers,
know,
Zoomers.
It's the rap god, so yeah. Toodles.